Hey there, guys. Welcome back to Football Takeover. And I am here with pretty much two regulars at this point, one of which who has been on more episodes than the original host, and one of which who has also been on more episodes than the original host, Caleb Robinson and Noah.
That's it.
What's going on?
Yeah, Noah, this is your first time being on a podcast with Noah somehow.
Yeah, that's right. My first time talking to him.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I know, because... Yeah. I mean, you two talked to Arsenal, I think.
We talked to Arsenal.
I don't think you guys would have wanted me on there. As a friend. I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't know.
It was fun. Yeah. Congratulations on the MLS Cup, of course. Caleb, go ahead and start off with the question.
I actually did want to congratulate you for winning MLS Cup. I think that's, you know, a huge accomplishment. Sorry, I'm just making fun of Kyle.
I know.
Obviously, congratulations on the MLS Next Pro Cup Championship. That's incredible. I mean, obviously, in their inaugural year of running that, just great job to you and the guys on the team.
Yeah, and also, I'd like to give Noah an extra little award. I wanted to make him a trophy, but it wouldn't have arrived in time. But... Noah was the only player to play in every single game.
I appreciate the thought.
I had it all like made out and everything, but it would have taken 2 weeks to ship it.
Yeah.
And then I saw the final. I'm like, this is almost not going to work out well.
I know. Oh, my days.
But we still won it all.
We did. Exactly.
So what did the day of the final look like?
You know, it was just a pretty regular game day, you know, wake up, have some breakfast, go for a walk, stretch, foam roll, relax, you know, just getting my mind right and, you know, getting ready for, you know, the biggest game of, you know, most of our careers, so. You know, just treating it like it's any other game and just remaining calm and confident in ourselves and what we've done all season and knowing, like, hey, we're going to go win this game. So, it's another day.
I mean, yeah, it was another day. But I'll ask you kind of a question here. Which stadium did you prefer playing at?
Ooh.
Nah, I can't choose.
That is a really tough question.
Like, I mean, the grass at Lower is ridiculous. The grass is so nice. But, like, I feel like, you know, historic is kind of like home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, like, you know, where we started off. And that was, like, the Crew 2 stadium, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. That's a really tough one.
The Crew 2 stadium and the Kenny Chesney stadium. Yeah, I mean... It was a great game. Both of us were there. Somehow ended up in the cage.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I was sick.
I don't know. And I somehow ended up with a trophy.
That's sick.
I don't know how or who, but
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. It was a day. Caleb, did you have another question for him?
Yeah. So it's actually the same question I asked before. So obviously Bezbachenko talked in his postseason press conference about how the first team and you guys were going to be practicing together until I think he said MLS Cup.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been for you so far?
It's been really good, you know, having the guys and being, you know, kind of closer with the first team. It's been cool. And, you know, having Laurent leading the sessions, it's been good vibes all around OHPC so far. So, yeah, it's been good.
That is nice, yeah.
That's always good, too.
Yeah.
So, let me pull up my question list. I cannot remember anything. So... What's your main off-season plan for, like, after the MLS Cup? What are you really going to do?
Honestly, I'm just going to go home, see my family, train with my friends at home, train with my trainers, get ready for the next season, get ready to run it back, trying to win another trophy. So, yeah, just hang out with my family, my girlfriend, train. That's about it. FIFA.
FIFA. I knew you were going to somehow throw that in there. I just was waiting for it.
The game is mandatory.
Okay, hold on. Who would you say is the best FIFA player?
Oh,
me. It's not even funny. It's me. You can ask anyone on the team.
I'll hold you to that. We're gonna talk to Justin later today, so I will.
That's right. Yeah,
and he'll say me. He will say me. Justin doesn't even play FIFA though, so I don't know.
Does he really know? Yeah. You know what? I'll ask Coleman.
Cole doesn't play FIFA either.
Who does?
Jason plays FIFA.
Okay, wait, that's a given.
Yeah, Jason plays, Mo plays, Jordan plays, Zion plays.
I'll ask Zion right now. That one, I know he'll respond quick too.
Yeah, he will.
Let's see. So we got the FIFA King over here is what we're going to call this episode.
Yeah, I love that. I like that one.
Caleb, do you have any other questions before I ask this one I have?
Just related to FIFA, you a big Ultimate Team person?
Oh, yeah. I'm already
– Oh, yeah. He is. I can tell you that much. Right now. Caleb, we were originally going to have him open up a player pick for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then we both forgot.
Did you guys start playing Weekend League already?
I'm not that good.
Yeah, I'm not good at all.
Come on, guys.
I'm just not very good. I could try, but
I respect.
I would go 0-20.
I respect the honesty.
I would definitely go 0-20.
I think I could pull off like 4 wins.
But no, you would get more wins than you think. I promise.
You know what? You think? Next weekend, I will do it just for you, Noah.
Do it.
Let me just no life it this week.
You don't even need a no life it, you know? You just play a couple games every day, qualify, and then you lock in on the weekend.
I'll do my best.
We don't have real games anymore, so.
Hey, that's what Thursday nights are for, right?
Yeah.
Caleb, shut up.
I'm sorry.
I can't mute you on this. I don't like it.
I'll be honest with you. I would probably rather win Thursday night games than concede late in Tuesday night late night games, to be honest.
My next question for you. What type of emotions went through your veins when Coleman scored that late goal? Because you two are very close. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were going to do that Northwood and watch party, he said, yeah, I'll just go over to your house.
Yeah.
So I was – what were the emotions like for that?
Honestly, it was just a lot of relief, you know, like a weight had been lifted and, like just, you know, it's the 120th minute. I've been playing for 2 hours and, like, the roller coaster of emotions that we went on, you know, conceding in the last minute, going down, tying it again. And then, you know, I had that dribble and then I missed. And then, like, my heart was, like, in my feet, like, in my toes. And, like, I was like, no. And then when Gano scored, it was a crazy moment. Like, yeah, that was nuts. It was nuts.
I can say you did give the whole stadium did shake a little bit there.
No, it did. That was an unreal moment.
It was like when Mexico scored against Germany, that's what it felt like.
It did, yeah.
Freaking crazy.
Yeah. What was the when Isaiah scored that penalty, not against Toronto but against St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all went over. What was the emotion inside that little group hug there?
Isaiah's the first goal, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I wasn't on the field for that one, but
I just remembered that.
I'm sure they were just saying we gotta control the game now, keep our foot on their necks, you know, keep going. that type of stuff is usually the post-goal huddle.
Yeah. Okay. I'll ask a better question here. So with your close to Marco,
mm-hmm.
what was his reaction that you know from him when he scored that goal? That, yeah.
What was his reaction?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he was really excited. You know, he scored in the final and, you know, we were all laughing like, yo, this guy is a terrible crosser. Like, his cross was so bad that it ended up in the friggin' goal. Like, what? How bad of a cross do you have to put in?
Did he try and claim it was a cross afterwards?
He is not ever going to say, oh, yeah, that was a shot. That was not a shot. That was a cross. He's not fooling anyone, you know? Like,
considering his face when he scored it, he's not even fooling any of us.
Yeah, nah. Obviously, it's sick. Like, you know, he scored and, you know, we're all really happy. But then it's like you look back at it and you laugh now because it was such a whack cross.
I mean, it was the goal that ended up winning the game, too.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you're right.
That's even more crazy.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question you might have to think a little bit on here. I forgot to ask you this one earlier. What was your favorite moment of the season that was not in the playoffs or murdering Cincinnati?
Oh. Favorite moment of the season?
Remind me to ask Justin this one before the podcast, Caleb.
I can do that.
Yeah, wow. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
We can come back to that if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah. We got to come back to that one.
All right. So, with you being on the field, and I don't know, what minute? I think you came on in like the 70th minute, or was it the 80th?
I think I got 15 in, so I think it was the 70th.
Right in the middle there. What was like your reaction when you were on the field and the final whistle blows?
It was just like goosebumps and like just so much emotion. You know, I took over, you know, we worked so hard all season from like preseason in January, you know, losing our first game and then being on top of the league for, you know, the whole entire season, finishing as regular season champs and then being able to, you know, go all the way and win the cup too. It was just like, yes, like we did it. Like, it was just very emotional.
I mean, it was emotional for everyone there. I can say that much.
Yeah.
I can say there were definitely fans crying.
Yeah, good, good. That means they really cared.
Yes. Included. So I didn't know, you guys all got shirts, right?
Uh-huh.
What were those about? Because I wasn't part of that, but I heard that they were from the fans.
Yeah, so they gave us all shirts that said, don't worry, be cappy. And then on the back, they had our name and numbers.
Oh, that's so good.
And it was like designed by all the fans, so it was really cool.
Because I got a text from my dad, like, what are those? And then I see Ty go over there and sign them all. So I didn't know what those were about.
Yeah, that was a really cool one.
Yeah, that's
cool of them.
Caleb, do you have any other questions before I pull a couple more?
Go for it.
All right. How late did you guys stay up that night?
Man, I don't know. I'm an early sleeper, so it was like a 2 a.m. night for me, so which was really late for me, but I know that I was probably one of the first ones into bed, so I can't speak on the rest of the boys, but it was a fun celebration for sure, being with all the guys.
I mean, from everyone's Instagram stories that if you sat through, it was 10 hours long, and it seemed like they were out till like 5-6 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't even know. You know, when we went out, I brought a vuvuzela. I brought a vuvuzela.
I saw that. I saw that on Marco's story.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was fun.
Where in the hell did you get that from?
my sister brought it to the game.
Wow.
I was like, Liv, like, can I just keep this? Like, I'm going to bring it out tonight. And she's like, yeah, sure. Like, go ahead. And so I put it in my waistband. And then once we got inside, I just pulled it out and started blowing it. And some lady kept coming over and asking for it. And I think she eventually stole it, to be honest. Because I don't have it anymore.
Well, then, some random person has...
Yep, the Crew 2 Vuvuzela.
The Crew 2 Vuvuzela.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and run through your stats with you real quick.
Okay.
If I can pull them up ever. All right. So, first off, you scored, I think that says 10 goals in total. That could be wrong.
Yeah, it's 10.
Which of your 10 was your favorite goal?
Probably the one against Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals, just because it's probably, you know, one of the most important, the most significant. So I'll probably have to say that one.
Okay. All right.
Or the very first one, which, you know, gave us our first win, was a really weird way to score, but, you know,
definitely. I forget that.
We'll go.
I don't remember that. I remember we talked about it, but I don't remember what you said about it.
The keeper was trying to pass it out of the back, and I went to press him, and I like jumped in front of the ball, and he kicked the ball, and it bounced off
my
back.
You're trying to be Karim Benzema, that's right.
Yeah, it bounced off my back, and I went to go tap it into the goal, and then the keeper whacked me and like flipped me over, and I'm just laying down in the goal, and. Yeah, that was a funny one, but, you know, it got us our first win, so. First goal in club history, too. It was cool. I mean,
you are the first ever Crew player to score their first goal. Like, the club's first goal.
Yeah, so that one was
pretty cool. True.
Because the first team's was an own goal.
That's right.
So does Noah get the first goal mark then?
Yeah, right.
I think so.
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
You have to take that up with somebody at the club.
That's what Caleb's for. All right, so I'm fine. One more question. You really didn't end up with any. Hold on. Never mind. I thought you didn't get any yellow cards for a second.
No, I think I had a lot of yellow. I think I had the most fouls committed on there too.
Really?
Uh huh.
I would. Unless next.
He's just making sure.
I do not believe this. I feel like it would be Marco.
No, I swear it's me.
You just don't seem like that much of an aggressive person. No offense.
I'd say I am.
Honestly, if so, I respect the grind.
Jason murdered the goal stats.
Yeah, Jason, he's different. He's different.
He's more. Jeez, clean sheet. All right, 62 goal. Sit. Okay. If I can, I'll have to. Caleb, ask a couple questions real quick.
Perfect. I was actually thinking about it. I have two. So, number one, do you prefer Real Madrid or FC Barcelona?
Real Madrid.
Yes, sir.
Real Madrid. I can't do that here. Thanks, Caleb.
That's what we like to hear.
Come on, baby. Hala Madrid.
Oh, okay. Noah pops up on the most games appeared in on the website.
Ooh.
Like, you're the front cover of that one. All right, Kel. Next question for you.
Obviously, Real Madrid swept.
Okay.
The awards.
Are they all about Real Madrid?
You'll have to find out.
Why can't they be about Arsenal?
Just wait. Because now Noah and I actually have something in common, right?
I love that, yeah.
So obviously Real Madrid swept the awards. Thibaut Courtois, the best goalkeeper award, mm-hmm. and Benzema winning the Ballon d'Or. What are your thoughts on that?
They didn't win the Copa award.
Honestly, I don't know how they didn't win the best team award. Because
yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree with
Champions League. Like, how did they literally beat Man City or Liverpool or whoever they gave it to get to the final and win? And they beat Liverpool in the final. So it's like
that's right. Yeah.
And then Vinicius was like, what was he, seventh in the Ballon d'Or?
Yeah.
Okay. I would not say he goes any higher than five.
Nah, what? After the year he had?
Yeah,
Benzema, Leila, our top two. Easy. Yeah.
Okay, Mane, though, he only had a good half a year.
Yeah, Mane, yeah. I don't know why Mane was even in it.
Like, Vinicius literally helped carry Real Madrid, and he's so young. Like, he should have been higher. He should have been higher, for sure.
That's right.
He was better than Mbappe, I can say that much.
For sure.
Yes.
I cannot find most fouls committed for once.
Let me see if I can find them.
Caleb, he's just going to pull it up on like their team app real quick.
What?
I'm really trying to look for this. All right. Oh, wait. Found it. I found a tackles. It's close enough. Get over here. All right, tackles. Filters. We are doing this live.
All right.
Where is Columbus Crew 2? Where are we? Why aren't we here?
Oh.
Okay, there. Why aren't we with the C's? Why are we in that? All right. I'm going to have one more question for you before I find this, probably, because it has to load.
Okay.
When you guys won that trophy,
mm-hmm.
who ended up with the trophy at the end of the night?
Ooh.
See, here's the thing. We were gonna bring the trophy out with us, but they wouldn't let us bring it. So it ended up back at the facility.
Is it just still there?
I don't know. I haven't seen it since then.
Warren took it home probably.
Yo, I found fouls committed right here.
All right, how many?
I got 45.
I respect it.
Marco's in second place with 34.
Wow. Of course. You just – okay, I changed my mind about you not being the most aggressive.
I don't know if I'm the most – I might be up. You know, the center backs are pretty aggressive, too.
I mean, Philip doesn't need to do anything. He's a brick wall.
Yeah, that's true.
Kale, do you have any more questions?
I actually have two more.
All right, ask away.
So, you know, with the Ballon d'Or week,
We
also had El Clasico. We also had El Clasico.
I'm going to end this call.
Kyle's having a tough one today.
It's a struggle.
Why can't we talk about Arsenal?
Because Real Madrid is better.
No, hold on. No, who do you prefer, Arsenal or Madrid?
Like, who's my top team? Like, if they're playing against each other?
Yeah.
I have to say Arsenal.
Yes!
Okay, understandable.
Finally, I get one.
There you go. You're now down 3-1, just like Barcelona.
Oh, yikes.
I'm sorry. Getting off that topic, we're going to go what are your opinions on the capybara?
I think it's cool. I think it's a fun way to represent Crew 2 and like a fun little logo and, you know, something that, you know, we can all get behind as like players and fans and like, we can have that in common. I think it's cool that the fans came up with that. And obviously, we've embraced it as players. You know, you see us with the merch and stuff like that. So, you know, it's on the signs at the stadium. So, I think it's cool.
It's on the signs at the stadium now?
I mean, like for the games, I could say, like, go Cappy Crazy up there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny.
Oh, I have a fan question for you. One of my someone in our group chat wanted to ask you this. Mm-hmm. So we all saw that Laurent posted, it might have been 2 days ago or yesterday. Mm-hmm. Who drew those?
Me.
You yeah. drew all of those?
Yeah, I drew those.
Who let you pick up a marker?
What do you mean? Those are class.
Those are yeah, that's facts. They're good.
All I'm saying is, who's some of these? Jason, you did dirty with his eyes. I'll get Mo Farsi looks the best.
I was really proud of Mo's, to be honest. You know why Jason's eyes are like that? Because he's always got that like derp face. You know what I'm saying? Just like blank expression. You know.
Okay. You look like a zombie.
Yeah, I don't know who. Somebody got mad at their drawing about me and then messed up my teeth and like. they drew me with my braids and or I drew
what you got?
Braids
and. We got Jacob, who looks like he's from Minecraft.
That is done on purpose.
Who else is in here? Why is Tristan just
tiny with a surfboard?
Yes.
Because he's short and he likes to surf.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. Let's see. Who else? Abdi got them
pearly white, perfectly straight teeth. That's why.
Were you trying to make him look like Roberto Firmino?
Who, Abdi?
Yes.
I was just trying to give him big, perfect white teeth and then his little poof on top of his head.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Wait, where's Marco on this? There's got to be Marco somewhere.
Yeah, he's up and he's to the left of me.
What the heck am I looking at?
That's his little fat body.
Oh, man. I am going to clip that and send it to him. Wow. So, Caleb, at the beginning of the season, when I interviewed Noah first, he said that him and Marco were like best friends and joke with each other.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm begging that is just pure banter.
As I assume it is.
Yeah, it's just banter.
Just that was the most sarcastic thing ever.
You know, I call him a meatball because he's Italian. Right? I made his body a meatball.
Oh my, I see it now. It almost looks like Peppa Pig with a little arm going out.
Peppa Pig. Oh, that's hilarious. No way.
Peppa oh my Pig. God. That's bad,
buddy. Wow.
Who else have you done dirty in here?
I tried to make them all a little funny, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Mo Farsi just looks like Mo Farsi. It looks like he's seen boobs for the first time.
Yeah, I like Mo's.
But that was not the main question I wanted to ask you. It was the sign on top of the whiteboard.
What sign?
Capybara
Boulevard?
Yeah, where in the hell did you guys get this at?
Honestly, I have no idea.
If you find out, can you just like tell me so I can either buy one or...
Yeah, I have no clue where that's from, to be honest. It just popped up there one day.
Just popped up.
Okay.
You know, that's just a crew team motto. It just popped up there one day. Just everyone arriving to the box.
Yeah, all just popped up.
All right. Well, do you have any questions? It pulled up.
Yeah, it did pull up.
I like that one. That was clean. All right. Do you have any questions for us, Noah?
How was it as fans at the Eastern Conference Final when we kept conceding and then scoring and then conceding and then scoring and that last goal? Like, how was it?
Well, let's just say I got in trouble for yelling at the ref through a megaphone.
You did?
Yeah, you did. You did.
We were totally yelling PG words.
Who's we? Don't put me in this.
This is not okay. Everyone but Caleb.
That's funny. You guys got in trouble with the ref. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. We can talk about it now because you guys ended up winning that game. But that ref.
No comment. No comment.
Yeah, exactly.
You,
exactly.
Oh, wait, you can't.
No yes. comment.
I think we all know what you're thinking.
You know, it reminds me of the one Giannis quote where he goes, how much do you get fined for making a comment about the ref? That's what it reminds me of.
Because, like, I'm thinking that, and I just have the memory of Marco yelling, it's a fucking corner.
That's hilarious.
That is Marco's quote of the season. Someone needs to get that on a hat and give it to him.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what if we get a meatball trophy?
Oh, my days.
But no, I would say it was a race of emotions.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, I can say when the free kick went in right by us.
Oh my gosh.
And then their goalkeeper came up to shush us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after they lost, he wouldn't even look at us.
Yeah, there you go.
And we've had players come up to us after games from the other team.
I know who you're talking about.
You do what?
Let's say we have a picture with the other team's goalkeeper.
Why?
So,
okay.
This
okay.
was one of the three games, one of your guys' games at lower against
Chicago.
Chicago.
You have a picture with Brady?
Yes.
That's my guy. That's my guy, Brady.
He is. We were chanting, like, we love you. We do. Oh, Chris Brady, we love you.
He's so good.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to Chelsea next year. I'm calling it right now.
Here we go.
You think him and Gaga are gonna go?
I mean, he has the potential.
Yeah, you know, I played with him for 2 years in Madison.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's how I know Brady. I know Brady and Moniz and Javi Casas, all the guys, all the like young guys from Chicago.
Oh wow! Okay.
Especially like Brady though, because he was like our starting keeper 2 years ago.
So me accidentally buying Chicago Fire goalkeeper or jersey for $3 isn't all a bad thing anymore. I'll take it.
Wait, $3?
You bought Brady's jersey for $3?
No, I wish. He said he wasn't allowed to give us anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because apparently Marco got yelled at too many times for giving out his armband.
Yeah.
But do you have any other questions for us before? Or Caleb, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. What console do you guys play FIFA on?
I'm Xbox.
Yeah.
You're both Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I know you got PlayStation.
We got crossplay now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you on next gen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Word. Maybe we can play. I don't know.
Hey, I'm saying I'm pro clubs right now would be.
Is pro clubs crossplay, though?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I know, that's whack.
Is Volta? I think Volta is.
Volta is crossplay.
Is it?
Ooh.
All right, guys. We might have a live stream of us playing FIFA someday.
That would be crazy.
That would be fun.
Yeah. What's the best? Wait, hold on. Would you say you're the best FIFA player on the whole team, like including the first team?
I don't know. I've never played FIFA against any of the first team guys, but you know, I'm confident in myself. So
all I can say is we had the chance to play with Aiden Morris.
Oh, right. Really?
Okay, when was it? Was it right when he tore his ACL?
I think it was. It was definitely last year. So it was during that season. But yeah, we almost had that opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But everyone loves Aiden, the comeback kid.
That's right.
Yeah, he's sick.
All right. Well, thank you for your time again.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, boys. It's always a pleasure.
And thank you for freeing up the space so we can all talk to you for once.
Got you.
And unless you have anything else for us, you can. Oh, wait. I have one more question.
Oh.
Yeah, nah. What's up?
So I asked Eloy this earlier.
Eloy? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He answers his DMs for some reason.
We should ask him like who he thinks it is afterward.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. So he asked Eloy who his favorite player growing up was.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think it was? I will buy you this trophy if you get it right.
His favorite player. Ronaldinho?
Okay, you were actually not that far off.
That's actually really close.
That's probably as close as you can get.
I'll give you a...
No.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. I got him in a Prime Icon Moments pick last year.
Prime Icon? R9?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a player.
Because apparently he used to be an outfield player.
I mean, yeah, I feel like goalkeepers don't really, like, just start as goalkeepers.
I mean, yeah, you see that with Ederson.
Yeah, his feet are crazy.
I think Courtois was a left back, actually, getting back on Real Madrid's topic.
Oh, okay. And on that note.
Yeah, I was ready to go.
And on that note, guys, this is Denver Football Takeover with Noah, Caleb, and apparently the Real Madrid fan club in Columbus.
We should make that.
No!
Yeah, we should make that.
I'll make a Barca one, and then it will die again in 2 days.
Oh, man. This sounds like a heated rivalry between us.
Trust me, it is, yeah. We play on FIFA, Kyle.
What?
I like when Kyle and I play on FIFA.
Do we need to go 1v1?
I've already gone 1v1. I beat you like 11-0.
No, you didn't. Oh,
yes, I did.
11?
No. Kyle, 1v1 after... No, okay. 1v1 after this, and I will live stream it. So no, Noah
just,
wants
I'm just
to
joking,
watch
bro. I'm just joking. I gotta go, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All
right, okay.
A little bit heated there.
Okay, it wasn't 11. It was like 3.
It was mystery ball.
So it ended up coming out to like 5-2 and actual goals.
Mystery ball.
It's better than King of the Hill.
It's just got to be a classic match. It's just got to be a classic.
Exactly. Match. Or no rules.
No rules.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Noah, again.
Got you, boys.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
All right. See you guys.
Yep.